We hear from St. Luke, chapter 24. Jesus said, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There are times in the scriptures that different apostles have had to defend their apostleship, most notably, of course, St. Paul. St. Matthias was never given that opportunity. We don't even know if he ever wanted that opportunity. In today's church, there are often times where people do question whether Matthias is an apostle or should have been an apostle. Did Peter do the right thing? Did the 11 do the right thing? Or was it a mistake? Did they jump the gun? I think it is important, if we will gain anything from this day, to first of all acknowledge that indeed St. Matthias is an apostle. He was given the proper office. We don't know what he did in that office, for after Acts 1, we never hear of him again in the scriptures. But we know that he was given the correct office. It is important to understand this, first of all, because at the end of Luke's gospel, Jesus specifically went to these men soon before his ascension into heaven and said to them, "Look, I'm going to open your minds to understand the scriptures so that whatever happened in Moses, whatever was written about me in the prophets, whatever came about in the Psalms about me, now you will understand." They go right back to that upper room, and the first thing they want to do is make sure that Matthias is put into office. Now, unless we are prepared to say that all these thousands of years later, we understand things better than they did days after Jesus himself opened their minds, I think we need to bow the knee and say, indeed, Matthias is an apostle. It's important. For one lesson we learn from Matthias is to let the Holy Scriptures rule over us. Let them be Lord when it comes to setting teaching and practice in the church, and not us be Lord over them. Wherever you go in the church, whether as a servant or a member, let the church always know to let the word rule. Matthias took up a role letting the word of God rule over him. That's the first thing we learned from him. And the second thing, really, to remember this day is the humility which Matthias showed. Humility is sometimes thought of a virtue that you do not want to have to learn. But if you get down to the nuts and bolts of humility, truly it is trusting Jesus. Examine the life of Matthias, and this is seen to be so. What do we know about him? St. Peter said that Matthias was present from the time of John's baptism all the way through to the ascension. He was there working, listening, serving, and yet when the time came for the 12 to be chosen, he was not in the mix. Now, you know from the scriptures that the 12 had a habit of arguing about who was the greatest. If the 12 who were the chosen argued about who was the greatest, how do you think Matthias felt tagging along behind them, listening to all of them argue and knowing he had no case? Did he look down on them for arguing, or did he wish that he had something to say? We don't know. What we do know is that when that list was posted, however Jesus did it, and Matthias' name was not on it, he could have felt snubbed and walked away. He could have said, "Why not me? Certainly, I could do a better job than that Judas character. Him? You've got to be kidding me." But no. He remained. He listened. He walked. He served. What the Lord gave him to do, he took up. Now you sometime will go out and serve. And it may be that it happens the way everybody goes out. It may be that it happens in a different way. And maybe you go to a place where you are joyful to serve. And maybe you go to a place that is bitter to you. Listen to Matthias and trust Jesus. Be humble. He knows what he's doing. He knows what was good for Matthias. He knows what is good for you. Trust him. Do not fall prey to the sin of pride which beset the apostles and often attacks us as well. I should be where he's at. I should be where she is at. I'm better. I could do better. I should have better. No. You should have Jesus. And only Jesus. Matthias had Jesus. Learn from him to treasure Jesus and not the next position or the other church, the more beautiful wife or husband, the better grades or reputation. Treasure Jesus. Now, what we do know about Matthias is that he had Jesus. He was put into a position to go out and witness the resurrection to the people. On Pentecost, he was one of those who had the tongue of flame. On Pentecost, he was one who went out and spoke in languages he had never known. He proclaimed Jesus to people, and through his preaching on that morning, in addition to that of all the others and Peter, there were people who came to faith, who heard and believed and understood that Jesus Christ, who had been crucified, came back to life. And those people, though they had not seen Jesus alive again, heard from Matthias that he had seen Jesus alive. He had heard him speak, had touched his body, had eaten food with him, had learned from him. Jesus was alive, and they learned it from Matthias. That is why he had to be put into place, Peter says, to witness to the resurrection. Now you in your life have heard that witness as well. Why are you a Christian? Because you understand that at some point Jesus rose from the dead. He appeared to people who saw him. They told others and wrote down what they saw, and you believe their witness. What they said is the truth. And though many will call you foolish, when push comes to shove, no matter what they put up against the gospel, you have the witness of those who saw him alive again, and that trumps all. Jesus was dead and is alive, and Matthias knew it. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, through the word and the preaching, you know it too. So Matthias, in his willingness to continue to hear Jesus and stay around until that time of resurrection, brought about a blessing to many. And as he went out, and as he preached, and as he invited people to come to Jesus, passing on to them the invitation he himself had heard, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest." He spoke to those who were burdened by sin, who knew of their failures, who knew that they had engaged in pride, who knew that if they had been in the same place, they would not have stayed. He invited them to come to Jesus who forgives. That same invitation goes out to you today. Come to Jesus. Bring before him your sin. Bring before him your pride. Bring before him the pride that not only would put you yourself among the 12, but if possible, would put you on the very throne of God instead of him. Bring before you him your pride and say, have mercy on me, Lord, for I do not deserve the least of your blessings, much less the cross, much less the resurrection. And let him give them to you again, for he will. He'll give you those blessings, and you will know the peace of Christ that passes all understanding. May that peace guard your hearts and minds in him to life everlasting. Amen.